National Drug Take-Back Day has passed, but you can still dispose of your old unused medication whenever you want in Milwaukee County. Advocates for ending the opioid crisis throughout Wisconsin are ensuring people don't have to solely rely on drug take-back events once or twice a year to get rid of their unwanted medications. WUWM's Taryn Powell reports on how one initiative is making sure people know they have options.
Two of Michelle Jaskowski's four children, both boys, suffered from drug addiction for about 6 years. Like most people, she says, their addictions began with prescribed medication. But they soon found other sources, like other people's easily accessible, unused medication. While both of Jaskowski's sons are now in 1 year of recovery, she described what it was like for her during their struggles. She says it was a very long journey.
When I first found out, I felt completely alone and I didn't know what to do or where to turn to. I was depressed. I barely got out of bed for 6 months. I felt so guilty. And what did I do wrong? And what if I could have? And this and that. And then a period of just trying to fix him myself.
Jaskowski says it's important for people to be responsible and lock up any medications they have in their homes or to dispose of them if they're outdated. That's where Take Back My Meds MKE comes in. The Homegrown Coalition is made of business, healthcare, and environmental professionals who want to ensure people get rid of their medications in a safe way. It gives people the chance to drop off old or unused prescriptions at any of the 76 drop-off locations in Milwaukee County. Those locations include local pharmacies, fire, and police stations. Alderman Michael Murphy is one city official backing the initiative. He says it's important for Milwaukee County to be doing something to stop drug abuse and prevent future deaths. He says while he doesn't personally know anyone who's dealt with addiction, he's heard stories from his constituents about the losses they've faced, and he says that's kept him passionate about curbing the issue.
Many people got hooked on heroin through oxycodone, a legal narcotic prescribed by the medical community, and overprescribed. And as a result of taking those drugs away from individuals, they've unfortunately still have an addiction, and then they move to heroin. And I think we have an obligation to try and change that outcome.
Alderman Murphy says since the program first rolled out, which was around the summer of last year, more than 1,000 pounds of medication has been collected. John Richards is the coalition director for Take Back My Meds MKE. He says the goal of Take Back My Meds is twofold.
We know that unused medicine is one of the prime drivers of the opioid crisis that we have. In fact, we've heard that 80% of people who are on heroin now often got their start or kept an addiction going with unused medicine, and so it's very important to get rid of it.
But Richards also says properly disposing of medication is beneficial for the environment, specifically, he says, for Lake Michigan. Some people may think flushing medication is a good disposal tactic, but he says that's not true.
If you flush it down the toilet, MMSD, which treats all the sewage for Milwaukee County, is unable to treat it, and that unused medicine goes directly into Lake Michigan. So we're already finding many, many drugs present in Lake Michigan. That number is continuing to grow. And what's concerning is that the drugs that we're finding in Lake Michigan are not breaking down over time.
Richard says Take Back My Meds is designed to show people they have safe options when they want to get rid of unused medication. And they don't have to wait for drug take-back days a couple times a year, because Take Back My Meds is year-round. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.